If you say to me that I'm not funny, then I will also retire tonight right here. I'll eat a lychee nut and go to bed.
Oh, God, I can't stand
it. So tell me, am I funny or am I not funny?
Will you stop it?
Am I funny or not
funny?
Will
you just stop it already,
buddy? Am I funny or not funny? Tell me, am I...
You're not that funny.
Tony, an Emmy Award winner, Billy Crystal, stars in a presentation of a new musical in development, Mr. Saturday Night, which is being presented by Barrington Stage Company on the Boyd Quinson Stage in Pittsfield for 9 performances through October 30th. A new musical comedy, Mr. Saturday Night, is about one man's meteoric rise to the middle. The musical is a work in development and will be presented with minimal set and costume pieces. Billy Crystal returns to the role of stand-up comedian Buddy Young Jr. that he played in the original 1992 Columbia Pictures film of the same name. Also in that film, David Paymer, best known for City Slickers, Quiz Show, State in Maine, is returning to his film role as Stan Yankelman, Buddy's brother, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award.
I can't do this anymore.
Do what?
This, what I do, schlep work. Like you said, I drive the car, I watch the act.
Stan, I didn't mean anything by that. You know, it's after the show, stuff is still flying out of my mouth.
Well, face it, buddy, I'm the brother.
It is a great pleasure to welcome David Paymer to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm such a fan of your work and your steady work and just how amazing you are in so many different things. But give us a sense of what it is like to come back to something that you did many years ago and to see it in this new way.
Yeah, well, it's a little strange, you know, but it's very... very exciting. I guess what's strange about it is, as you said, we shot this movie 30 years ago. And, you know, at the time, Billy and I were playing young men, but we also were playing older men as well. We aged in the movie. And so we had pretty heavy prosthetic makeup for the scenes where we had to play older gentlemen. And I said to Billy, well, I think the makeup budget doesn't have to be as expensive this time because we've already got 30 years covered, 41 under our belts. So it's sort of the opposite issue, you know. Then we were trying to look older. Now we're settling into our actual ages and occasionally trying to look younger.
So my understanding was when the two of you were working on City Slickers and Billy Crystal wanted to do the film, that he thought of you and wanted you to be in that film.
Yeah, that's true. I was lucky enough to get cast in City Slickers, which is a wonderful classic, you know, film. And Billy co-wrote that with Lowell Ganz and Babalu Mandel, who also are the writers with Billy on Mr. Saturday Night. But, you know, when we were herding cattle and riding our horses in City Slickers, Billy was writing Mr. Saturday Night. And he was thinking in his mind, you know, I think this kid Paymer, maybe he could play my brother. And luckily for me, he did not tell me at the time. Because I think if he had told me, you know, I'm writing a movie and I'm thinking of you, Dave, I think it would have changed my whole affect, and I would have, you know, I would have been, how's it going, Billy? How's the part going? Anything I can do to help? Or I think he was so wise to keep that from me. And it was about 6 months later that he asked me to audition for Mr. Saturday Night, which I did. And then I had several callbacks with Castle Rock and Columbia, and Billy gave me the role, and it was the break of a lifetime.
I love your Billy Crystal impression, by the way. Let me ask you about the role.
I can do it anytime you want, Joe. Not a problem. I'll pretend to be him.
Let me ask you about being Stan Yankelman, of what it is, how the part has changed now from the musical to what you played back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, I guess one of the major changes is that we're doing a musical. So, you know, that calls for different skills. A long time ago, I was on Broadway in the show Grease, which was actually my first professional job. And but I have to confess, I haven't been back on Broadway in 42 years. So don't do the math. But you know, it's a challenge to get up there and sing. But we are so fortunate because our composers are Jason Robert Brown and Amanda Green. And for those who don't know, Jason Robert Brown won a Tony for Bridges of Madison County and for Parade.
Yep.
And Amanda Green is a wonderful lyricist whose parents were Phyllis Newman and Adolph Green. So she comes from very good stock. It's a gorgeous score and beautiful songs. And that's a whole, you know, that's a whole new part of it that that we're exploring. So it's very exciting, I have to tell you.
But
and we're doing it, as you said, at the Barrington Stage, and it's just giving us the opportunity to try different things and to experiment and, you know, to see what jokes work and what doesn't work. And it's a very exciting process.
You like this guy. You like this character.
Sure. I sure do. Hey, he got me an Oscar nomination. What am I going to do?
I was going to say, that
what
doesn't
am I gonna
suck.
Do? Say, I don't like him?
I realize I could have looked this up, but who did you lose to?
Oh, some knucklehead called Gene Hackman.
Oh,
or something?
Him. Yeah.
You know that guy.
Comes in and Gene screws everything up.
Yeah. No, Gene is a wonderful actor, and God bless him. And it's funny, the year that I was up, and of course I was the new kid, I was up against Jack Nicholson for A Few Good Men, Al Pacino for Glengarry Glen Ross, and Gene Hackman for The Unforgiven, which is what he won for.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine said to me, actually my agent said to me, David, let me just tell you, you're not going to win. So we got that settled like really early on.
Still your agent, David, or did you move on after that?
Actually, no, but not because of that.
Oh.
But, you know, I think they were lowering, but being realistic, you know, the new kid, it's hard for the new kid to win.
Sure it is. But what was it? What is, I'm interested, I guess, in at what point did you start to hear murmurs that Billy Crystal was interested in this becoming a musical?
I heard a few years ago little snippets of it, and we did a workshop production a couple of years ago, pre-COVID, and it went over really well. And, you know, then, of course, everything kind of stopped for quite a while. And now we feel like Broadway is coming back, and who knows? You know, so, I mean, we're doing our work up here and up in Massachusetts, and but we'll see what happens. We're fingers crossed.
Do you like the idea of, I know you haven't done it yet, but do you like the idea of bringing it to an audience, of having that element to it?
Absolutely, because, you know, Billy's one of a kind, as we know, and I think, you know, when we all enjoyed him on the Oscars, it was because it was like Billy's in your living room, you know, and Billy's going to tell jokes and make you laugh and, you know, sing some of his parody songs. And I think he's arguably the best Oscar host in history. So what's wonderful is because he does stand up routines in the show, as he did in the movie, and Billy loves to improv. So you never know what's going to come out of his mouth next. And as an actor standing next to him on stage, you got to be on your toes because Mr. Crystal will come up with something and throw you a curveball. And you'll say, wait a minute, that wasn't in the script. But it's a very, you know, it's a very spontaneous and exciting way of working. And I just love it.
Who hosted the year that you were up for an Academy Award?
Billy Crystal.
There you go. So
you see, he couldn't get that Hackman out of there. He had, you know,
couldn't do a
no rigging here. See.
I think it's so cool to be able to do something like this, and because you get to explore something that you've done before in a whole new way, which seems very, very exciting to me, with many of the same people that you worked on it originally. So that must be a certain comfort level.
Yeah, it absolutely is, because I think between me and Billy and Lowell Ganz and Babalu Mandel, who, you know, have written classics like Parenthood and City Slickers and so many movies, we kind of speak the same shorthand language, and it makes things easier as we're trying to develop different scenes and a different read on some of the characters. So yeah, we're definitely immersed in these characters that we're playing, yeah, we know who they are for sure.
When you go out and realizing that, you know, we're masked much of the time now, but when you go out, what are you noticed on the street for? What do people, you've been in so much great stuff. What do people notice you?
Oh, thank you. Well, first of all, they say to me, "Aren't you that guy?"
that guy.
Like, yeah, I'm that guy. You know, aren't you the don't tell me, I know, you are in, well, I would actually, to answer your question more directly, I would say movies like City Slickers and yep. Mr. Saturday Night, because I've worked with Billy so much. And I did part of the Oceans franchise.
Right.
I did Oceans 13, and it's just amazing how huge that franchise is worldwide, because I get so many responses to that. I'm currently on a show called Dave, which is on FX and Hulu, starring Dave Byrd, and I play his dad, and yeah. I'm getting a lot of people are noticing that as well. But you know, it is, I think I somehow seeped into people's consciousness. Some people know my name. Some people think I'm Kevin Pollak, and you know, it's I'm very fortunate. You know, I always wanted to be a character actor,
right?
Who, you know, that wasn't necessarily responsible for putting all the fannies in the seats. You know, so I've had the best of both worlds. I've been very fortunate.
I was just the other night rewatching the Larry Sanders Show, and you had an arc in that for a while.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And it just reminded me of just some of the amazing talent that you have been able to work with as well, which just must be a joy.
Yeah, I mean that was a classic show, and you know, as you say, it was like name a celebrity in the 90s, and they were on the Larry Sanders Show. So I was able to meet so many people that were like my heroes. And of course, Gary Shandling was a very funny man, a very nice man. So that's always been a thrill, you know, to finally meet the people to meet Redford, to meet Spielberg, to meet Pacino, and to work with them. And in most cases, to realize that they are really fine gentlemen and wonderful guys, you know,
yeah,
who really care about their craft.
Well, David Paymer will be starring along with Billy Crystal in a presentation of a new musical in development, Mr. Saturday Night. It is running October 22nd through the 30th at the Boyd Quinson Stage as part of the Barrington Stage Company, downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can find out more information about tickets by going to barringtonstageco.org. barringtonstageco.org. David Paymer, an absolute delight to have you on the program. I wish you all the luck in the world. I'm coming to see the show over the weekend, and I can't wait. Thank you very much.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. Please say hello, and thank you so much. This has been fun. I really appreciate it.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, David Paymer will be in Mr. Saturday Night. It is a musical in development. Barrington Stage Company presenting it at the Boyd Quinson Stage, October 22nd through the 30th. You can find out more information by going to barringtonstageco.org. barringtonstageco.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.